All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
We just finished Thursday's show. We talked a few times about the CMAs last night. Let me say this, because we didn't get to this, but, well, Amy looked great. Talk about that later.
Thank you.
Morgan number two looked great. Yes.
Thank you.
Look at that. Both of you guys are killing it. What was your job last night, Morgan number two?
We were doing a live red carpet.
Anybody cool stop and talk with you?
Yeah, Jake Owen, Scotty and his wife.
Scotty McCreery?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, yeah, Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
She stopped by. Jennifer Nettles. She had on like a really statement dress for all the women stuff. And who else stopped by? Those were some of the big ones. Travis Denning. I'm blanking because it feels like it was such a blur, honestly. There were so many people that came through, but those were the big ones.
And then did you stay and watch the show?
Yeah, I went and I was sitting down by Eddie and Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, what was that crew like? Did you guys have fun? Did you have decent seats?
Yeah,
we had great seats.
We were front row. They were divided by two sections, but we got the front row of the second section, which is great.
Any other radio people near you guys?
Yeah, I think we were grouped with all the radio markets.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Anybody you made friends with? The radio people?
Yeah, we met a...
I met some guy from Seattle.
Yep.
I think his
Tacoma?
Name was...
Tacoma?
I don't know.
Todd?
Joe, maybe?
Slow Joe? Tall Todd?
Lunchbox isn't good with names.
Yeah, I need to be... If I'm drinking more, I'm better with names.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't know why, but if I drink more, I remember people's names. But if not, I'm just like, oh, yeah, cool. And then I just forget.
Something funny, too, from last night was like how we would see like a good performance or whatever, and we would say... Man, like that was really good. And Lunchbox would be like, that was really good. And like, did you feel something? I almost cried on that one. Lunchbox, you almost cried. What do you mean? I'm like, you didn't feel anything from that performance? Like, I appreciate the music, but he listens to music and he just kind of goes in one ear and out the other and he says, that's a good song. I don't know. I'm used to just feeling music. Like, wow, that really moved me.
He doesn't know. Feel stuff differently, though.
Yeah, he was criticizing me.
No, not criticizing me.
Because he was like, did you feel that? And I was like, yeah, I felt like it was a good performance. And he goes, no, did you feel it?
Eddie, will you ever read a book and cry? Sorry, Eddie, will you ever read a book?
No. Okay. I don't read a lot of books.
Okay. Some people don't read books and cry.
Lunchbox, yeah. I bet when you read Same Kind of Different as Me, did you cry?
No, that one towards the end got a little, I'm like, I don't know about that one.
Oh.
It's interesting how we all just consume things differently.
Yeah, and it makes us react because... I'm not emotional at all, really, but certain things punch me hard.
Mm-hmm.
And some I'm just like,
yeah.
But I got my swag bags from CMAs. I brought them in today. I wasn't going to get out of one of them, but Amy grabbed them for me.
Yep.
They load up bags because if you're a presenter, they just give you a bunch of stuff.
What'd you get?
Is it like the Oscars bag?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got a trip for 10 to the Pyrenees Mountains.
You serious?
No.
What?
I don't even know what that is. I don't know where that is. I just made that up.
I thought it was something.
Yeah, it was great. It's great. We had a good time. And the red carpet's always a mess because there's 100 people. I never like red carpets because nobody really wants to talk to me anyway. Like, there are a few friends. I always do. It doesn't matter.
What's the most question asked for you?
Yeah, what do they ask
right
you?
Right now, it's who's going to win Dancing with the Stars because it's wrapping up. They know I know people on it. They knew Hannah Bachelorette was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, who's going to win? And I was like, well... I want Lauren to win, but probably Vanderbeek. And they're like, but Hannah's like two ahead of you. I was like, okay, but I want Lauren to win or Vanderbeek. I was like, Hannah's good, but if I'm picking, I want Lauren to win. I'm going to push for her to win, but Vanderbeek probably the most well-rounded. And so a lot of that. And then you get a lot of that, are you dating anybody? Mm-hmm. Sometimes. And I'm always like, mm-mm.
Nope.
You know anybody? And sometimes because what I do is I'll just take over an interview. Like I'll walk in and be like, how's it going? I'm about to make this job really easy for you. It's going great. And let me tell you why. Because I just go on a monologue. And they love it. Because they're talking to people. And I'm going to give them some material. And
we're looking
for sound bites. Like, I will walk in and just go, look who it is. Bye, Bones. And they're looking at their card going, oh, God, what am I going to ask them?
I'm like,
I have to do this too. Or I have to pull up a card and be like, what am I going to ask them? I'm about to just save you some time. Because I do what you do for a living. And it's going to be real easy on you. And so I do that.
It's nice of you.
Thoughtful.
Because I like when people do that to me.
Yeah.
When we do these CMA interviews, mm-hmm. and artists come up and we're giving cards and like, no, if somebody just comes in and just goes right to Wreck and Shop, I'm like, boom, this is it. So I'll go and Wreck Shop at some of these interviews too. So it's pretty.
It's a good tip.
What's that?
to be aware of that and be helpful for, well, I mean, for people that are being interviewed to like know if you've got a, like there's people you recognize that are good at it. Like when we were doing the CMA interviews this week, like Trisha Yearwood is like the queen of that, which is the queen of a lot of things. But I mean, she was like, now that you're mentioning that, I'm like, now I'm thinking back to the people that are just masters at that. And
they
come
it does make it so much easier. They get to do whatever they want with the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm walking into an interview, if I got something I want to talk about, you can try to get me there, but you're never going to get me there because I know how to walk through the maze. And because I do it for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get people to talk about stuff. So, okay, good luck. Let's see. If I want to go in and talk about, let's say I want to talk about Amy, for example, and they're like, what's the weather like? I'm like, well, listen, I know it's 72, but you know who loves things at 72 degrees? Amy. And let me tell you about her. This is what she said. It's just pivot.
Yeah.
Pivot anything. But I did that. That's always kind of fun to do because I feel like I'm giving one back to the team.
Yeah. You're like, I got you.
Yeah. So anyway, good job, Morgan number two.
Thank you.
But you didn't interview us. Amy and I just kind of talked, huh?
Yeah, you guys just talked and you talked to Hannah Brown. And yeah, that was about it.
Talk to Hannah and Alan. Alan's her dance partner. I know Alan.
I remember him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know Alan from our season. We toured. I did some Dancing with Stars tour and stuff. He's a good dude. Like that guy. All right, well, that's it. I'm going to be honest with you. We're a little tired.
A little tired.
Long night last night. Show. Everybody's here. Got some makeup on still. Look at you guys. Did you have someone come and do your hair and makeup, Morgan, or two? Did you do it yourself?
Just a friend did my hair, but everything else I did by myself.
Do any of the guy artists flirt with you?
If they did, I didn't know. It could have been more of a flirtatious interview than maybe with the females, I suppose. But
I mean, will they be like, hey, let's get together after the show?
No, that didn't happen.
No, none of the male artists do that.
No. I don't know that I give off those welcoming vibes, though, either. I'm kind of like, get to business, cool, move on.
Well, I can't. They don't ever slide into your DMs?
No.
The artists don't? They come on the show ever?
That's crazy.
No. There's not a lot that are single at this point, though, either.
Let me tell you what, dudes, it don't even matter if they're single. I'll be honest
with you.
Whoa.
You want to name names?
All right, we're done. Thank you. Enjoy today's show. I hope you guys have a great day. Here's Thursday's show. Bye, everybody.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, what's happening? Glad everybody's here with us. Gonna do a little Thursday show. We gotta admit to you, we were out late last night. It was the CMA Awards. By the way, everybody looked great. You guys all look fantastic.
Thank you. You too.
Everybody looks so pretty. Big winners last night. Garth Brooks won Entertainer of the Year. Maren Morris won Album of the Year. I got to present that one. Blake Shelton won Single of the Year. Male vocalist went to Luke Combs. Can't argue with that. Female vocalist went to Kacey Musgraves. So is a real good night. Lots of pictures up on our Instagrams, and it's fun. I mean, we can do What's the Haps. I have a feeling it's probably mostly going to be about that. Let's do What's the Haps. Hey!
Hey! What's the Haps?
Well, I'll go first. Amy and I were sitting in probably the second row. We got moved because I don't think Lil Nas X was coming until last minute, and I was sitting next to Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh.
And they weren't going to make Lil Nas X not sit next to Billy Ray Cyrus, so they moved us over to the second row. Still great seats. And we're sitting there, and Amy and I are just kind of talking, and they're like, and here she is, Reba McEntire. And then, you know, I love Reba in every way. Love her, went to interview her, love to see her shows, love hanging out with her. Anytime I can be near Reba, it's awesome. And then she's doing Fancy, and that's the song that you want Reba to do. And so I was telling Amy the whole time, like, you got to be aware because these cameras are just walking around. And they're told by the producer who to put the camera on, and they come and they just put it right in your face. And you can't look at it, though. You have to act like it's not there.
That's going to be so hard.
Well, yeah. And Amy's like, oh boy. And the camera starts coming to us, but it's like my favorite performance of the night. Reba
and
doing
Bobby's
Fancy.
And Bobby's really getting into it because Bobby's like, I'm going to get this camera on me and I'm going to dance and I'm getting so
when
into
it was
this.
Creeping toward me, I was like, here it comes. It's showtime. And so I'm on singing Fancy. And I was already singing, dancing anyway, but the camera's right in my face. But the pressure from me was, don't mess up the words to Fancy on national television.
Oh, right.
So I just was like, I know by heart. I'm not going to think about it. Here's your one chance, Fancy. Don't let me down. And then I was on. I'm like a new GIF again. It's great. Amy and I just dancing away. And all my friends, more people texted me after that than they did when I presented with Joe Walsh and the Eagles. They were like, you were dancing your face off to Fancy on TV. So that's my what's the hatch. That was a fun moment for me and for Amy.
Mm-hmm.
But
so fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And a lot of people thought Amy and I were a couple last night.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess most people that are together are couples.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I know. That's my what's the haps. Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy, you're up.
So speaking of Lil Nas X, I don't even know if you noticed that this happened, but you were sitting there talking to, I don't even remember who we were talking
Shane
to.
Shane McAnally.
Okay, Shane McAnally. Yes. So, yeah. So I guess maybe you did notice, but it couldn't be awkward. You couldn't be rude to Shane.
Who's a writer, by the way. Shane McAnally's a big-time writer.
Writes a lot of songs.
Right.
And is also on that show, the songwriting show.
Oh,
he's one
gosh.
Of the judges.
What's it called? Song something.
Songland.
Songland.
Yes. He's one of the guys on Songland. Got it.
Yes. And so y'all are talking about, I don't know, carbs or something.
Yeah, we were talking about
like
the pressure of having
like,
to stay skinny because
right.
we had to be on TV for like 4 months a year.
And how really it does, the camera adds 10 pounds.
Yeah.
He's like, when I'm on camera, I look great. Off camera, my friends are like, are you sick? Like, is something wrong with you? So anyway, but Lil Nas X was like standing there coming over to say hi to Bobby. But it was awkward because Bobby was already in this conversation and he was standing there and I wanted to like nudge you and be like, hey, Lil Nas X is trying to talk to you right now. But finally, he just gave up and walked away. But he stood there for a while, and it was about to get awkward.
I felt his presence a bit, but here's my rule. If I'm talking to somebody, I'm in.
Right.
Because
and that
too
was
many
nice.
Times, people will talk to me, and they're looking around to see who else is
working. Yeah.
Unless somebody's about to attack you from behind, if you're committed to talking to that person, that's your world for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And so Shane and I were talking, and I try to have this same with everyone. Like, if I'm lucky enough to be able to talk to you for a little bit, like, you got me. I got you. I'm not trying to look around you. I'm not trying to look past you. And so I could feel him standing somewhere near me, but I didn't know he's trying to talk to me. And then Amy's like, Lil Nas X just waited to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I was like, I owe it to, if I'm having a conversation with somebody, eyeballs locked, we're in it. And I'm just not going to be the person. I'll be on the red carpet and they'll be looking around me sometimes. I'm so irritated.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to talk. Listen, I don't even want to be on the red carpet. Nobody cares. Nobody uses my clips anyway. I'm not that cool. But they'll be like, okay, so what are you thinking? And they would put their mic in front of my face and I see them looking over me to see who's coming behind me. And I was like, let me go. And you feel so like you're just secondary. And so I try not to do that with humans. But I'm sorry, I miss old Lil Nas X. Although I don't know if we're beefing or not. Last time I heard from him, we were fighting on Twitter.
I mean, I think he was coming over to be like, what up?
Yeah, he probably was. Yeah, no, but I don't think
he was
going to
like punch you or knock you over.
Punch you.
By the way, you look great last night.
Thank you.
You did.
So did you.
You look great. Amy went, as I mentioned, as my date. And I was like, hey, come to the red carpet with me. Don't just come to the show with me. Come to the red carpet. And so I would do a couple pictures by myself, and then I'd bring Amy in. And then we just did pictures pretty much the whole time down. I don't know if that was awkward to you.
I mean, I don't... Obviously, they weren't planning for me, which, nope. Again, like, I don't expect anybody to know who I am. But it was, yeah. Like, Bobby had a... They had a printed thing, so they were expecting him, like,
this
Bobby Bones.
This is so funny.
And then they're like, oh, there's somebody with him. So they go get a Sharpie and they write Amy Brown, like a Sharpie. They're like, Amy, we're getting you a sign.
So they're holding up the sign so all the people taking the picture would know who they can take
a picture
of. Right,
and then that way they can yell, Bobby, Amy, Bobby. But Bobby's is like printed out, clearly expected, and mine's like Sharpie just written, like Amy.
Well, to be fair, they're taking a picture of that, so in their camera, in their roll.
So they know, because I totally get it.
But they did
it
right now when they wrote Amy on it real quick.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was
I
fun.
Mean, obviously, I don't care.
You look
really
but
cool.
Again, you look great.
Thank you.
Couldn't have looked better.
So
right.
Hey, what's the hat?
Lunchbox?
My wife and I are sitting there at the awards last night, and this guy in this big, goofy hat walks by, and he's with a really good-looking girl. And my wife and I turn to each other and we go, oh my gosh, that was Colton from The Bachelor. And then he walked back by and I jumped out of my seat and geeked out on that dude. It was the star of the night. I saw Colton from The Bachelor and I met him and I said, dude, I love you rocking that goofy hat. And shook his hand. He goes, thanks, man. So awesome.
He's a big dude.
He's a big dude.
Is he? I know he played football a bit. I know college did. He like had played a little bit in the NFL or practice squad.
I think he was practice squad.
Still,
I don't think he ever.
Be a big old boy. Yeah. Is he a good looking dude?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. All right.
But he had a good looking chick. I mean, the chick.
That's his girl from the show.
From the show. And it was awesome. That was my moment last night.
It's not a cowboy hat, though.
No.
It's a good look. He's got on like a, it looks like bricks, a jacket that's kind of plaid brick. and a Crocodile Dundee hat.
Yeah.
White t-shirt underneath it. It's a good look. I like that look. I probably steal that one. That was a good one. All right. Hey.
What's the hat?
Eddie, you're up last.
Dude, I mean, it was amazing. I saw Willie Nelson. I was getting ready to find my seats, and he's sitting there already, I think, with his wife. I don't know what she looks like. I'm assuming it's his wife. But I go up there, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm not the kind to go up to people, but I'm like, it's Willie freaking Nelson. I go up there, and I shake his hand and say, Willie, I just want to say hi. I'm from Texas. And he says, what part of Texas? Well, I was like, I mean, born and raised in the Valley, but I lived in Austin for a long time. What part in Austin? Man, we started talking about Austin for like 2 minutes, and it was the best time of my life.
What part of Austin?
What part of Austin? And I was like, Brody Lane. Oh, I know that area.
That's what. You and I both lived on Brody Lane. You told him I lived on Brody Lane, too.
Me and Bobby.
You both lived on Brody Lane.
And Eddie got an awesome picture with Willie Nelson.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thanks to Lunchbox.
No photo cred, though.
Photo creds only if it's like a real photographer making money. Otherwise, you just take, as friends, you just take pictures.
Thank
of each
you,
other.
Pal. Thanks for taking
there it is.
Picture.
There's your credit right there.
There it is.
There it is. Okay, let's get started. That's What's the Hat. Hey.
What's the Hat?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Time now for another fantasy draft where we will be drafting specific fast food items. I finished last in the fictional character draft, so I'll be sitting out. With the first pick today will be Amy, as we do specific fast food items. Amy, your first pick in the fast food draft item is...
I have to stay loyal to what I love when I eat fast food, and it's straight up Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Oh, good pick. Right to the Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Yes.
Okay, good for you. I like that you're staying loyal to you.
Yeah, because if I were to choose any other French fry, it wouldn't be loyal.
No pandering here. By the way, me being loyal got me kicked out of this round. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I mean, who doesn't love Chick-fil-A?
Who doesn't love Michael Scott and SpongeBob from fictional characters? Amy goes waffle fries. Great pick. Chick-fil-A waffle fries, first pick. Lunchbox with your first pick.
Listen, I'm glad you went for the most overrated thing in fast food, Amy. Because when you said French fries, I was like, great, there it goes. But you left it for me. The best fresh French fries on the planet, McDonald's French fries.
It's a solid French fry for sure. Eddie, now we're at specific fast food items. Your pick in the first round is?
I'm going to go with something everyone has been talking about in the last week or two. The Popeye's chicken sandwich. Everybody wants it. Bobby tried it, said it wasn't so good.
Well, hold on a minute. Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich?
No, just the chicken sandwich.
Or is it?
I thought that everybody wanted the spicy, but no, that's okay.
No, I'm just going with neutral.
It's the chicken sandwich. There's two versions. You can get the spicy or the regular. The rage is about all both of them.
Oh, Bobby had the regular and acted like it was like...
Okay, Eddie.
I think I'm just going to go chicken sandwich.
You have Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
It's your first pick. Okay, Morgan, number two.
This is a favorite, and you get it after you eat all these salty, good things you guys are talking about. It's the Wendy's Frosty.
Oh, that's so good.
By the way, if she wins the draft today, it's over. She gets the championship belt. She goes Wendy's Frosty. Raymundo, we're coming to you. Specific fast food items, we're drafting them today. What is your first round pick?
Yeah, crossing over to Starbucks, I'm going to go with the pumpkin spice latte.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Interesting pick.
Mm-hmm.
A little texture on that pick. Wow. So right now, if you're just turning on the show, we are drafting specific fast food items. Now, since Raymundo went last in the first round, he'll now go first in the second round. What are you going to accompany your pumpkin spice latte with, Raymundo?
This is a tough one. I'm just going to do, it's seasonal, but McDonald's, McRib? Is it called? McRib, baby. Okay. Thank you.
Really?
Didn't even know the name of his draft pick.
The McRib.
I'll take that guy.
I'm going to go. By the way, Raymundo's got two seasonal picks. Like, you're not getting Raymundo's food most of the year.
True.
He's just, you got like 3 months where you're just you're eating like a king. The other nine, you're struggling. Morgan, number two, what do you have over here?
Well, before I went vegetarian, this is about the only thing that I remember.
Weren't you like five, though?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But it was a Taco Bell crunchy taco.
So good. Yeah. Oh, that's a good pick. And I don't want you to win, but that's a good pick. Dang. That's a great pick. Because, again, I don't eat much fast food, but I will go to Taco Bell. And I do love the Taco Bell crunchy taco. And the fancy stuff that I talk about with Taco Bell, it still always comes back to the Taco Bell Crunchy Taco. I should stop building her up. What a terrible pick. Eddie, you're up.
All right, I'm going to stay true to my colors, man. I know it's regional. I know not everyone has tried this, but the best burger out there is the Whataburger. That is my number two pick. And if you haven't tried it, that's a must. That's a bucket list item.
Whataburger hamburger.
Correct.
Okay. There you go. Lunchbox.
Okay, guys. This put the chicken sandwich on the map. Everybody compares every chicken sandwich to this chicken sandwich. Give me the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Okay. Solid shoot. Pick. Okay.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
What, were you going to accompany your fries with Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich? Is it going all Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, complete the meal.
You got the next pick, too. Just crushed it all up.
No kidding.
Amy, you have a Chick-fil-A waffle fries as your first pick.
I do. And in it, for second round pick, I'm going with a Dairy Queen Blizzard.
That was what I was debating between.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, Amy.
Yeah. So now I have to go again.
Yeah, so...
Shoot.
I was just looking at the... I mean, I don't know if the Blizzard would have popped up on my radar.
What? Are you kidding?
The Blizzard's
is that
so good.
Regional?
And then they hold it upside down.
Yes.
When they
it's so
it's
fun.
Cool.
And then they're like, well, look. And then you can pick whatever...
No, I know what it is.
And then you bring it in your car and you put it upside down and it falls in your lap.
You put a spoon in your mouth and you eat it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay, so Amy, you have the Chick-fil-A waffle fries and the Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
Really need a strong pick from you here because you guys are just handing it to Morgan number two.
Are we?
Wait.
Have you seen my list?
Mine are so solid.
Go ahead.
Waffle fries, Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Of these is good, by the way.
Fine. Yeah. Nobody has really gone breakfast, so I'll go the chicken biscuit from Chick-fil-A because it's amazing.
That's a good pick.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
All right, you have to have a dessert. I got fries, I got a chicken sandwich, and then I'm going to go to Sonic, and I'm going to get me a cherry limeade.
You jerk!
Yep. Is that what you're going to pick?
Right in front of me. That's no one's ever going to pick that.
All right. Eddie, what are you picking?
Well, hold on. Let me go back to the drawing board again. Blizzard, cherry limeade.
This is just Eddie's notes from yesterday, from what he's had, what he had all day to eat for yesterday.
I mean, no one's done this, but this is a big part of growing up. It's a big part of life. You got to get chicken McNuggets. I mean, how do you leave that out with
chicken McNuggets? Yeah, from McDonald's. Yeah,
whatever dipping sauce you want.
Okay, Morgan number two, Wendy's Frosty and Taco Bell Crunchy Taco are your picks. Fast food draft. You're selecting your next item. There are a lot of things off the board. You're trying to create your perfect team of fast food. What is your third and final pick?
Well, this is what made me become a vegetarian, and I threw it out the window because of my sister. But it was in my Happy Meal at McDonald's. It's the Big Mac.
Okay, so I appreciate you picking something you hate.
Yeah, interesting.
Remember good. That, listeners.
She doesn't really like it.
She's pandering.
It.
And
pandering.
That's not true.
Pander alert!
I did like it before it I window. Went vegetarian.
I mean, you haven't had one in 20 years.
We're not jumping on you. Great pick.
We're not jumping. We're all on.
Raymundo, final pick of the fast food draft.
Yeah, everybody, before they go to work, we all swing by this place and not one person mentioned it. It's Krispy Kreme and you get a donut.
I don't know that I've swung by a Krispy Kreme in a long time.
I haven't either before.
Wait,
work,
like way back when they would be like, but the light, really that light would be on, like fresh, but or hot, whatever.
Fresh.
Well, there you have it. I can read everybody's draft teams real quick. Amy with the Chick-fil-A waffle fries, the Dairy Queen Blizzard, and the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit.
Yes.
Lunchbox with the McDonald's french fries, Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, and the Sonic cherry limeade. Eddie with the Popeye's chicken sandwich, the Whataburger hamburger, and the chicken nuggets.
You know what it is.
What
is it?
A winning team.
Morgan number two with Wendy's Frosty, the Taco Bell Crunchy Taco, and the Big Mac. And Raymundo coming in with the pumpkin spice latte, the McRib, and the Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah!
There he is. Go vote at BobbyBones.com. We'll have it up in the next 3 minutes and go vote and put someone through. Give them a point. It's a big deal to us.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Over to Raymundo with the news here on Thursday morning. Raymundo, what you got?
The Weather Service is saying the temperatures are going to start to get better nationwide by Friday, 10 to 15 degrees higher. The Arctic blast should be out of here. In other news, Disney Plus hits 10 million subscribers one day after the streaming service launched. They did have a technical glitch, but they said everything's good to go now. And finally, congrats to Entertainer of the Year, Garth Brooks.
Bobby Bone, come on.
All right, so you all are familiar with the xylophone, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's also the instrument that Morgan number one beat Eddie with.
Thank you.
During the talent competition.
Thank you for reminding us.
So if this were to play right here, would you know the song?
Dun, 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 wow. Dun, dun.
That's Seven Nation Army from the White Stripes. That's on xylophone, right?
The exact song
that beat you.
Yeah,
wow, that's rubbing salt in the wounds.
So what I'm going to do is play a song, and all you have to do is name the song. Cool.
Come on.
Yeah.
Number one, the hint is one of the most famous bands of all time, but I need the song. Here we go.
All right,
3 seconds.
I'm in for the win.
All right, Amy.
Hey, Jude.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Hey, Jude.
Correct.
Wow.
Eddie.
Hey, Jude.
Nice. Everybody's in. Song number two played on xylophone. Here's the hint. It's a theme song. Okay? What's the song? Your answers?
Man, I feel like I heard it in the beginning and then I lost it.
What do you have?
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no. Lunchbox.
McDonald's.
No. Eddie.
For the win. Mario Brothers.
That's what that is.
Yeah! Oh, my gosh.
Let's do another one, Raymundo. Hit this one here.
I'm in.
All right. Amy?
Old Town Road.
Lunchbox?
God Bless the Broken Road.
Eddie?
Old Town Road.
Yeah,
I'm going to take my horse through the Old Town Road.
Let's do one more. Raymundo, do number five. The kids love it. Some adults love it. Here you go.
Oh, I got that.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy.
Baby Shark.
Lunchbox.
Baby Shark.
Eddie.
Baby Shark.
Eddie is the winner, though.
Yeah!
Oh, is that you?
Yeah, is that cool?
Yeah, you do whatever you want. There he is, the big winner. There he is. He wins. Pretty tough game, though, huh?
Yeah.
On xylophone's pretty tough. Did you get one? You got Amy and Eddie.
I got two.
Eddie got four.
So I got them all right.
Amy got three. LB got two. Maybe it's not bad. Tough anyway. Yeah. I mean, two is like two or three. If you don't win, that's like a ribbon that you don't get for winning.
Participation?
Yeah. No participation trophies around here. You right. win or you lose.
That's it.
That's
not
it.
One.
No participation trophies here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go to Alan in Georgia, who's on the phone. Alan, appreciate you calling. What's happening?
How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing real good. What can I help you with?
Hey, so my wife is 7 months pregnant at the moment. And she used to own a baby store. So when she closed that down, we kind of got everything we already need that you would get from a baby shower. Diapers, everything we need. But everybody's still pressuring us into doing a baby shower. So I was wondering if it would be tacky or not if we asked them to just bring money. You know, it doesn't have to be much. Whatever you would spend to buy us a present, just bring the money for us. And that way, as we go on, we can buy what we need.
I think it's an interesting question. I think there are a lot.
Everything.
Yeah, there are a lot of situations where money would just help more. And then people go, ooh, just ask for cash. Is that tacky? I'm going to say this. If it's really what you need, who cares if it's tacky or not? Like, I'm totally down with you going, hey, we're having a shower. And even putting that up on the page, on your Evite page. We have all the baby stuff we need. If you guys want to donate, you can give cash here. Venmo or GoFundMe. Or as long as you're open and honest about it. I think that's the least tacky thing you can do is be honest about a situation. So I do see where people would go, asking for cash is tacky. But I'm going to say being honest about a situation is the opposite of that. So if you need it, I'm going to say it's okay to ask for cash. Amy.
What about maybe saying gift cards? I feel like it kind of helps with that if you're feeling uncomfortable about saying money. Like I feel like gift cards is a very normal thing. Like if you've got certain stores you would like to go to. But really, at the end of the day, yeah, if that's what you need, it's fine. The first time ever that I've been invited to a shower where someone kind of asked for funds for a certain thing, like they wanted a night nurse, and they're like, this is how much it costs. You could donate towards that. And at first, I was kind of like, oh, that's interesting. But then I was like, well, that's amazing because that's what their need is. And that was my gift. I donated towards that. And that's money. So I think it's fine. But gift cards kind of does make it less like awkward.
But I don't like gift cards. I don't always spend all the money on them. Sometimes I don't even use them. I feel like they're wasting money. I feel like there's just a wasted money with gift cards.
Oh, okay.
But well, I think that's...
You could say Target. It's very...
Yeah, Target's a good one.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be...
I'm all for cash. Amy's going to lean toward gift cards.
Right.
What, Lunchbox?
Look, you can't ask for cash. You get the presents and then you take them back. That's it. Then you can get the cash. I mean, because people aren't going to... You're going to get more money from the presents because they're going to be like, oh, I'd spend $20. When really, when they go to the store and they buy you presents, they probably spend $50 and you get $50 when you take them back. So ask for presents and return everything.
Well, Alan, you've heard three slightly different opinions. I don't think there is anything tacky about telling the truth. And if you need cash, I say you write it up, or you can do the cash, or even, hey, or if you want to do a gift card, these spots would be best for us, and put Target or Bed Bath & Beyond up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just put it all up on a page, and when you send people to that page, hey, we're having a party, put all the info there. And then you don't have to bring it up in person. That's kind of awkward. Hey, you got any money? Hey, can I get 20?
Well, I thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like we have helped your outlook on this at all?
Absolutely. Now I'm going to take everything y'all told me and go tell my wife, and she can handle all that.
Okay, so you're just taking it to her. I love that. All right, Alan, appreciate that call, bud. Have a good day.
I appreciate it, guys. Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Last night at the CMA Awards, Garth Brooks took home Entertainer of the Year. Luke Combs won Male Vocalist of the Year. Kacey Musgraves won Female Vocalist of the Year. Old Dominion won Vocal Group of the Year. And Dan and Shay won Duo of the Year.
Well, favorite performance last night, Amy, of all the performances that we sat in the crowd and watched?
Reba.
Oh, yeah.
Fancy.
Why didn't even think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she just kept peeling off clothes.
I know. Yeah. Like three different times she ripped them off, or twice. Yeah.
Congratulations to Garth. You know, I think I was vocal about hoping Carrie got it, but if Carrie wasn't, then Garth or Eric Church or Keith Urban or any of them.
Yeah.
But I've said that too.
Nominees.
Like when, you know, it's just hard to say they didn't deserve. Everyone deserved it. They're all amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
So, okay, what else you got?
During the show, Lady Antebellum did a collaboration performance with Halsey of their song What If I Never Get Over You in Halsey's Graveyard.
Okay. I keep digging myself down deeper. I won't stop till I get where you are.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Pretty good. I liked the Pink and Stapleton, too. I thought, you know, when Stapleton came out and sang in their performance together, because, you know, we had the pop country stuff, Pink is singing, everybody's like, oh, cool, cool. But when Stapleton comes out, they were like, oh! It's great. Both of those were really cool performances. So, yeah, what else?
And then also last night at the CMAs, Little Big Town did a collab performance of their song Girl Crush with Kelsea Ballerini, Lindsay L., Maddie and Tay, Runaway June, Carly Pierce, and Ashley McBride.
Kelsey here.
I hate to admit it, but I got a hard rush and it's slowing down.
Here's Lindsay L.
I got a real bad. Want everything she has. That smile and that midnight laugh.
She's good. Real good.
So good.
Amy and I went over to Lindsay afterward. We were like, that's great, because Lindsay was playing guitar too.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was pretty cool.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Park police in New York got a call. There's a man in the water right there by Niagara Falls. He got in the water somehow, 59-year-old man, and he was hugging on a tree branch for hours in the water. You know, Niagara Falls. He is 75 yards from going over, and he had to hug onto the tree branch for hours while they tried to rescue him. Finally, they're able to tie up an officer, send him in the water, and pull the 59-year-old man to safety.
Wow. That's crazy. Damn, there you
go.
Makes
you want to clap.
There it is, and you were doing that, too. It made you want to do it, then you did it. Wow, wow, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Huntsville, Alabama. Christopher Schock was busted making counterfeit bills when he practiced on his printer. He's like, ooh, I don't like that one. And he just threw them in the garbage. Well, when the garbage man came and opened up the lid, he was like, man, that looks like a lot of fake cash in the trash can. And they were able to trace it back to him because one of the ones he printed was on the back of his parole slip.
Oh, man.
Can't do that.
That stinks.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Last night, we were all at the CMAs. Congratulations to all the winners. Garth Brooks winning Entertainer of the Year. Kacey Musgraves, Female Artist of the Year. Dan and Shay won Duo of the Year. The thing about Dan and Shay, too, any award they were up for, Amy and I were like, Dan and Shay, Dan and Shay, come on. Come on, Dan and Shay. And they missed the first one. Second one, Dan and Shay. Because we're close to them, and Amy's close to Dan's wife. Like, it's all, that's, when it comes to artists, I think probably they're one of the people, like, outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
Personally.
Yeah, yeah. Like, those are, like, the dudes. Especially Dan with me and Abby, mm-hmm. Dan's wife. So we're just, like, rooting for them hard. And then nothing. And we walk in the back, and Amy and I are in the back getting a drink. She was, by the way, she nailed my drink twice. Yeah, cranberry and club soda. Brought me two of them. She's like, here's your drink. And so we're like, they're like, all right, Duo of the Year. We're like, Dan and Shay. And boom. Dan and Shay won Duo of the Year. We were so excited for them. And then they had performed earlier in the show, too, and they were both sitting on stools, and they played with basically like a small orchestra,
mm-hmm.
and they did Speechless. And here's a little bit of Dan and Shay Speechless from last night. It's so cool. They're so good. They look good. The whole thing was good. It was a really fun night last night. Even for me, and I don't have that much fun out at stuff, I'm always like, oh boy, I got to present. I don't want to mess this up.
You enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, I had a great time last night. I did. Amy was a great, great date, great friend, great. We just had a great time together. Got a lot of business done last night.
What do you mean?
That's where deals get made in the halls.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And for some people, it's on the golf course. For other people, it's back in the hallways.
Wow.
And Amy was with me, and I was like, this is where everything gets done. And it was just like, boom, 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 meeting. It was awesome. I'm just glad you got to see that part of it, too. Mm-hmm.
Wheeling and dealing.
Really?
So a lot of stuff done last night in the halls. And then I tell you, I see Eddie, and you can make fun of me after I say this, Amy. But I see Eddie, and when we get there to get our award for CMA Broadcast of the Year, and I'm like, holy crap, you look great, man. That suit's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Forgetting that that's a suit I gave him.
Yeah.
That's right. It's one of the three suits that you've given me.
But he looks so good in this suit, and I was like, dang, I should get a suit like that. I remember thinking that.
Too late. You already had that
I already had it and gave it to him. And then he like went and spent like $20 to get it altered.
Yeah, I got it fixed a little bit. Not much. Not much. Got it just a little bigger
taken
size.
Out a little bit. Yeah.
Let
and
me
he's
tell
like,
you.
Just had to move the button over a little bit.
A plus.
Yeah.
You look great. It was great.
Thank
it made
you.
Me feel good about when I wore it, too. Because I saw it, and I was like, I gotta get a suit like that. And then you told me, I was like, oh, I had a suit like that.
Yeah, I'll have Mike D remind me where you wore it.
Oh, Mike D pulls up pictures of everything that I give Eddie when I've wore it other places.
Oh.
I'm sure it's some kind of award show that he wore those suit at.
Well, Eddie's like, you know, just took a little bit out of the pants, a little bit in the jacket. But it had a vest as well on it.
That didn't fit.
It did. Well, I didn't even bother getting the vest fitted because it's a vest, and it's adjustable in the back. So I adjusted it to the very largest side. Still couldn't even button it. I'm like, dang, Bones is really skinny, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Working hard, man.
Yeah, dude.
I think that's what Eddie said to you. He was like, I got to give you props, man. This is no joke.
No, that's when I realized, like, well, this is Bones working hard to stay that fit.
And as I get older, it gets a little harder. I'm 39.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. And in our acceptance speech for that, Bobby had like 10 seconds to talk. And he's like, I just would like to give a shout out to Fit 33.
My new lifestyle. Fit 33 lifestyle plan.
Was that one of the wheeling and dealing deals you did backstage?
No.
We can talk about that though later.
I'm sure it'll turn into that maybe somewhere.
Yeah, wheeling and dealing. Yeah. It was a great night last night. I appreciate everybody sending me messages. Again, I got to present an award with one of the Eagles, Joe Walsh.
Yeah.
Talk about that later. Luke Combs was singing Beer Never Broke My Heart, and I'll play a clip of Luke Combs from last night. Luke Combs sings so violently great. Just, wrong day! Here, this is last night. That's the live version. And I'm standing with TJ Osborne from Brothers Osborne, and we're both like, God dang, that guy sings like crazy.
Yeah.
Just gets up and just punches it in the face in the prettiest way. So, yeah, it was a great, great night. Saw Miranda, and I got bubbles all over me because she did It All Comes Down the Wash, and they shot a bunch of bubbles over the top, and then soap started landing on me, and I'm like, what is happening? But it was the bubbles from that act. So,
the Bobby Bones Show.
Time for the spinoff of Amy versus Lunchbox, but it's called Elder versus Millennial. Eddie's the oldest person on the show.
Correct.
Morgan number two is the youngest person on the show.
Yep.
So we match up the old man with the young girl. In a game we call Elder versus Millennial. Hit that question music. Eddie.
I have to start winning this game.
You are the elder, and you'll get questions that millennials know the answers to, okay?
Okay.
Question number one. Before he was a rapper, what TV show did Drake play a character named Jimmy?
Before
he was a rapper, what TV show did Drake play a character named Jimmy?
I got it. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Not a show, but also not right. Mickey Mouse Club's a show, but also not right. It would have been Morgan number two. You can steal it.
Oh, I don't know if I know
this. Yes, yes, this is huge.
Drake was on what show?
Victorious?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. It was Degrassi.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Know that.
Okay, here we go. Question number two, Eddie.
Yep, come on.
Or shall I say Elder?
No, 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 Eddie's fine.
Elder. Eddie's, Elder Eddie.
Eddie's good.
Love Bug, Burning Up, and Year 3000 are songs from what band? Love Bug, Burning Up, and Year 3000 are songs from what band? And let me just say, as a bit of editorial here, I love that Love Bug song.
That's good.
That's a jam. Yeah.
That band is really good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it? Who sings that song? Love Bug, dude. That's Dashboard Confessional.
Oh. Wow. Morgan number two, you can steal?
That would be the Jonas Brothers.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
We should get a clip of that Love Bug at the end of this segment so I can let everybody know how good that was a jam.
You should have put, I'm a sucker for you.
It's a new version. You know that one. Eddie Elder.
Come on.
Who was the star of the Nickelodeon show Zoe 101?
Yes.
Who was the star of the Nickelodeon show Zoe 101?
Zoe 101. That is, what's her name? Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, wow.
And he sounds so old.
Morgan number two, it is?
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh, my gosh. I knew that, too. I'm an idiot.
You're terrible at this game. Okay, those are the millennial questions for the elder.
Yep.
Let's switch it up here and go to Morgan number two. All right, Morgan number two. These will all be questions from before your time.
Yeah.
The Power Glove was a gaming accessory released by what console? The Power Glove.
The only old console that I know is Nintendo.
Is that your answer?
Yes. Yeah! Woo!
That's not good.
Spuds McKenzie was a fictional dog character used in what company's commercials? Does Spuds McKenzie sound at all familiar to you?
Nope.
No, really? Not at all?
Not at all. Not one bit.
You can't see Spuds McKenzie?
Nope. Nope.
That's so weird, huh?
Crazy. Cute little Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah, you remember Spuds McKenzie?
Oh, for sure.
Go ahead, Morgan number two. Spuds McKenzie was a fictional dog character in what company's commercial?
Is fictional? I thought the dog was real.
Well, it was a real dog.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. They probably named him Spuds after he already had a name.
It's for a brand. I'm guessing a brand.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm just going to go Target.
Well, they have a dog
now. Good guess.
But no, it is actually...
Budweiser.
Bud Light.
Oh, you missed it.
That's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Budweiser does...
Do Bud Light.
Own Bud Light, right?
Bud Light is the answer. It was not Budweiser. Budweiser had the Clydesdales. Bud Light had Spuds McKenzie.
Very true.
Morgan number two. Clap on, clap off was the slogan for what product? Okay. Clap on, clap off is a slogan for what product?
It was a light. I don't know if it's just light, but it was a light, like a light in your house. It's a light?
Your answer is?
I guess a light, yeah.
No, Eddie?
Light switch?
No. you remember this thing? It goes, clap on, clap off, the clapper.
The clapper.
But it was for a light, right?
It was based, no, it's for anything. It could be a light, sure. Oh. But it was basically Alexa, but the Pilgrims had it.
Yeah, it was, you plug it into your wall, yeah, and it was an outlet.
The outlet.
And then you hear you clap.
And it did all that. So it could do a lot of things on it. TV, light.
Anything that was connected to that.
Anything with a switch or a power, yeah. So because you would plug it into the outlet and then plug the out thing into that.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's a good product.
The score is Morgan number 2-3, Eddie 0.
Yeah, woo!
So dumb.
Wow.
Eddie, here's the
look, man.
Eddie, here's the difference. I don't know, let me tell you. I know you're the elder in this game, but at least you were alive when her stuff happened. She wasn't even like thinking about some of the stuff. She was a baby.
I should have an advantage is what you're saying, because I should know those things. It's just a lot of stuff happened since I got older, you know, like that I'm not keeping in touch with. And I'm tired of being called dad everything, you know? Like, every time I try to be funny around Morgan number 2, she's a dad joke. I can't even try to be funny around her anymore.
So any joke now is a dad joke.
Exactly.
They're pretty dad jokes most of the time. That's why.
I have to win one of these games sometime.
Eddie, how old are you?
I'm 40.
And Morgan number 2, you are?
26.
All right. And our winner today, again, is Morgan number 2. The millennial wins again. All right. There she is. We haven't really been keeping score because we've just been playing it as an exhibition.
I don't think anyone's won yet.
Oh, that was the first. Oh, it's been a tie every time?
First victory, yeah.
Oh. Well, then we'll start keeping score.
All right. She starts with one.
I'm not sure. Do we have the Love Bug song, by the way?
Hey, Ming. I thought there were going to be two kicks at this part.
This song was so good. Yeah.
Well, dude, guys, the leader's doing it.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Jonas Brothers, Love Bug. I'll play a little bit of it.
Ming, Joe's not a girl. And I
called you for the first time yesterday. Finally found the missing part of me. I felt so close, but you were far away. Left me without anything to say. Now I'm speechless, over the edge, I'm just breathless. I never thought that I'd catch this love bug again.
Good, huh?
Yeah.
Hopeless, head over heels in the moment. I never thought that I'd get hit by this love bug again.
There you go.
Never heard this song. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. Today would still be a good song. It feels like Weezer at the beginning of it. Hey, man.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up? Yeah.
You go to the party out of
this? Yeah.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So JetBlue is the first airline to serve hard seltzer on flights. So I assume it's like the White Claw phase and how that's so crazy. And most airlines, you can just get like wine or maybe some champagne or little bottles of liquor. But now you can be like, hit me up.
Well, let's go into our hard seltzer expert, Raymundo, who's standing by. How do you feel about this?
It's awesome. They got to limit these people, though, because most people are used to just drinking a beer, maybe a mixed drink. I'm telling you, the White Claws really can get to you. If you have more than two, you're going to get blackout on a flight.
So one hard seltzer is more than one beer?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Way more.
Okay. There you go. Thank you, Raymundo, for checking in from the Hard Seltzer Expert Lounge. All right. Amy, what else do you have over there?
So is it wrong to buy flowers for your girlfriend's friend to cheer her up? Because this guy in Indiana bought flowers for his girlfriend's best friend to cheer her up after she found out that her boyfriend had been cheating. And now people on Twitter are kind of debating whether it's ever okay to buy flowers for your significant other's friends.
Okay. I'd like to hop in this debate.
I want to do too.
It's absolutely okay if you tell your girlfriend you're going to do it.
Oh.
If you can be kind to somebody, that's absolutely okay. So you say, hey, I know Marsha, weird name to pick, I'll be honest with you.
Back in the 60s.
But I know Marsha had a rough day. I'm going to send her some flowers because she's close and important to you, so I'm going to make that situation close and important to me. I'm always okay with kindness if there's honesty attached. Now, if the girlfriend didn't know, we probably got a different situation on our hands. But I say that it's okay. Amy, what do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's okay as long as you're honest about it and she knows. Like, if you don't tell her and then all of a sudden, like, your best friend is calling you and is like, oh, hey, Bobby just sent me flowers. Like,
I'm assuming, though, he had to tell her. If the girlfriend's talking about it, it had to be open and honest. Otherwise, it's for sure, like...
I know, but I think people just, they like to dig a little deep and they're like, what does this mean? Even, why would he want to cheer your friend up? Why does he care so much about your friend? But I think...
If it's important to someone important to you...
You say that all the time.
Oh. It's not just not even romantic. If something's important to Amy, it's important to me because Amy and I are super close.
So, yeah, there you go. I'm actually okay with it. All right, what else you got?
Okay, so more and more Americans are looking for alternative options for Thanksgiving dinner. Like, there was a poll that was done, and a lot of people are just straight up over the turkey and the whole thing, and they kind of want to switch it up. Like, just throw in whatever. Like, why does it have to be a traditional Thanksgiving turkey meal? Like, stuff that we're over, cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes, green beans, macaroni and cheese, and turkey. And I'm like, what?
That's Thanksgiving. That's what is over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I mean, what?
Just go to sleep and wake up the next day.
Right.
Order a pizza.
And if you want to, great. But again,
but how often,
everything you listed was what Thanksgiving is.
I know, actually.
You're like, you know what? I'm over giving thanks for stuff. No, that's Thanksgiving.
I'm actually excited about all these things. Like, turkey's actually the thing I'm least excited about. That's just not my thing. But I love me like a sweet potato casserole and or candied yams or whatever and dressing, like stuffing. Do you call it dressing or stuffing?
Dressing for sure. Arkansas, we call it dressing.
Right. Me too, but just other people, just so you know, we're okay. Talking about stuffing. What are you most looking forward to?
Sleeping in.
Oh. But not the food board?
Being home. I don't even know where I'm going to eat.
My house.
Okay. My house. I got another invite yesterday too, though.
Oh.
Oh,
bigger, better deal.
It's just in a different town. My friend in Austin was like, hey, you can come have Thanksgiving with us, and we're also going to have a turkey bowl, which is always a football game that we play every year.
Wow.
But I have to go.
Well, I can throw the football around.
With the old boys. But they like ran out of high school football stadium. I've played it before. Mm. It's a real fun time. I probably won't go because it's the distance thing.
Yeah, but that is fun, and you have gone and done it before. Mm.
And so you're getting older, Bones. You might hurt yourself.
I'm good.
Just saying.
Eddie, I want a dance competition.
That's true. You did do that.
A year ago.
And you work out every day.
Yeah. And you hurt yourself.
You were injured. Injuries.
But we're going to talk about that in this segment. Okay, Amy, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, the story's just going to make you smile so big. So there's this veteran in Alabama named Gerald Baldwin, and he has to get a doctor's appointment, but it's 100 miles away, and he has no way to get there. But he decided he was going to start walking with his oxygen tank.
Oh, wow.
Right. So the sheriff's department came across him, and they were like, what? You can't. We have to help get you there. So they put a post up on Facebook, rallied together different deputies, and each time they hit a various county line, a new deputy would take over driving him. And so he finally got to the doctor's appointment, again, 100 miles away, and then he stayed overnight, and then deputies repeated the coordinated effort to make sure he got back home.
That's a great...
Isn't it?
It's a great story, great team effort. Love law enforcement stories.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Yeah. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go over to Amy and get that Thanksgiving morning corny.
The morning corny.
What would you get if you crossed a turkey with a ghost?
What would you get if you crossed a turkey with a ghost?
Poultrygeist.
A poultrygeist.
Oh, I like that.
Good. Yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, look at that. All right.
That was the morning corny.
You know who was real good at the CMAs last night was Old Dominion. Amy and I were sitting right in front of them when they were playing.
So good.
Yeah, and they played.
So good.
They played one man band, and it was real cool. They had like a theater set up, and like the theater was empty, and Amy looks over at me and goes, this is a song. This is your song.
I was like, this is your anthem.
Raise your hand.
Yes, because like you don't want to be.
Raise your hand.
Like I wanted him to like
really.
Yeah,
she wanted me like volunteer to get up and have them sing to me.
Yeah. Like this is Bobby's, what he dreams for. He doesn't want to, you're accomplishing so much in life right now and you don't want to walk through it alone. And you're not, because you have us, but I mean, you need that.
Yeah.
The partner.
The companion.
I'm going to be honest. Evan, you guys are pretty cool. But again, you guys have your own.
Oh, yeah.
True,
no,
we do.
No, there were some people, obviously, we were together last night, like, that I guess didn't know the show, which is fine. Like, there's tons of people that don't. But there were some people, and they're like, so, are you his girlfriend? And I was like, oh, no, I'm married. And then they're like, huh? And I was like, oh, I'm his co-host. But yes, he doesn't, yeah. But I wanted that for you. Like,
yeah, you wanted to say yes? She wanted that for me to say yes.
I didn't want, no, wait, I want that for you for Martin? One day.
No, I know.
Bobby Bones Show.
I was talking to Amy's husband, and he has this really big white bandage on his face. I know you had mentioned. So did he have cancer in his face?
Yes, melanoma. So, I mean, it's a spot that he didn't always have on his face, and it wasn't raised from the skin. To me, it just kind of like an age spot. So there's also a PSA to go see your dermatologist. So I just kept asking him about it, and he was like, it's fine. It's nothing. Like, literally, if I had not urged him, he would not have gone, and it's a big deal. So, and even I didn't think it was anything bad. So I sent him to my face girl, and then she was like, you got to go to the real dermatologist, like, real quick. So she gave us a name of who to go to, and they biopsied it, and it's cancer, and they're cutting it out.
And so, it's cut, and he's okay.
Yeah, they had to do it in stages, though, like a couple of days worth of, like, they would cut it, send it off to the lab, make sure they got it all. They didn't, so he had to go back, get more cut. So, and it's just, like, right in the middle of his face, so he's very nervous.
Well, Amy, too, was like, I thought it was going to look like Nelly with the Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm, I thought.
But it looks more like my grandma, when she got bruised, would have to put a big thing over the top of it.
Yes, it's huge. And then his eyes turning black because they keep cutting him there. And
well, let me say this, because I don't have I've never been to a dermatologist. And I think a lot of our listeners are like, dermatologist? That sounds fancy. I'd never been to a dermatologist. Like, to me, that sounds like a fancy doctor that you'd only go to if you have an issue. So do you... Like, what is that about?
I mean, I don't think I go necessarily as regularly as I should, but they do recommend. I mean, if you're able to go and if your insurance covers it, like, look into it, because apparently we should all be getting our bodies fully checked from head to toe, all over. I'm saying for skin spots that every year, yearly, because stuff can pop up that fast and skin cancer can kill you. The kind my husband has, there's two different kinds of melanoma, but one of it is way more serious than the other. Either way, you need to get rid of it. But, like, it can kill you. So it's one of those things, like, if you can go, then try to go. Or inspect your own body or have your spouse. And if they see
trust
something...
trust me, I do.
Or if they see something suspicious...
Hey, every Friday and Saturday night.
Inspection day.
I have dates with myself. I turn the music on.
Also, wear sunscreen.
You know, was it you talking about people think the sunscreen actually is what's giving people cancer?
Yes, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I get so much conflicting information. Trust me,
people. These are conspiracy theories.
I know.
Here's what you do. Generally, most doctors, when they agree, are right. Not all the time. We've missed things through the history of time. Mm-hmm. I'm reading a book now about how they used to bleed people out back in the day.
Excuse me?
Yeah, like there were presidents they tried to save by bleeding them out. They're like, oh, they have a disease, let's bleed it out of them.
Wow.
Right, so there are those things we look back at. Or when you look back and people are like, oh, doctors don't think cigarettes are that bad. For the most part, when a large amount of highly trained, specialized people that have been studying something, not just doctors, anything, for the most part, they're accurate and based on what we know today. And when you get on a Reddit thread and somebody goes, sunscreen's getting everybody cancer, you're like... give me more data.
Yeah.
I know. I'm still very pro sunscreen, but there are people, I guess, out there that think that skin cancer has gone up ever since we've been lathering sunscreen all over our bodies.
But could it be you're putting sunscreen on so you're going out in the sun more?
Yeah. Listen, I don't know what the correlation, but I'm going to keep wearing sunscreen, and I would just encourage others to, because my husband did it for a long time, and now he's like, I should have been listening to you. And he would deploy overseas and have to take this malaria pill, which makes you more susceptible to sun damage. And that could have been, I mean, 12 years over in the hot sun, no sunscreen. So if you're in the military, get checked. You know, you have doctors in the military.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Is it too early to decorate? Okay, that's the debate right now. Just a yes or no, Amy?
No.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Yes.
Bobby?
Today is November 14th. I'm going to go no. But it's right on that line, right? I think if it makes you happy, go for it. I'm going to read you a story, though. A snowman, a reindeer, and a Santa hanging from a helicopter are some of the decorations at a San Antonio home belonging to Nick Simonis and his family. The family put up decorations November 1st.
Oh, boy.
Been up a couple weeks. Amy, was November 1st too early?
No. After Halloween, it's fine.
Lunchbox?
Absolutely.
November 1st is on that line.
No.
I thought you said now is on the line.
Yeah, no, it's still not. It's like, I don't want to tell anybody no. Like, it makes you feel good.
Right. I know. I mean, I feel like once Halloween's over, it's all fair game.
November 1st, he put it up, but 3 days later, got a letter from the management saying, take it down.
Oh, my gosh. Bah humbug.
So a Texas family is told to remove Christmas decorations they put up on November 1st.
That sounds like, wherever they live, I don't want to live there.
Bah humbugville?
Yeah, like
San Antonio.
That just, no.
That's not all San Antonio.
No, yeah. I mean,
I love San Antonio.
Yeah, man.
That neighborhood or wherever he is.
Well, it sounds like he went a little over the top.
Okay, but then is there a line in what's low, medium, and over the top. Like, if you're going to allow decorations, unless there's a rule, and there should be a rule in any sort of HOA, like, if they're going to fine you or make you take it down, they're going to also need to have it written out why they're doing it.
Right.
But November 1st, I just wondered, the debate, November 1st too early. You say no, you say yes.
Absolutely.
Oof. I'd have been upset too. He said he was angry. But he's going to take him down and then put him up again in like a week or so. Is that what it is? So then a week or so he can put him back up.
I had a Christmas decorating professional on my podcast, and she says the day after Halloween is totally acceptable.
Yeah, because she wants work.
Because she wants money.
Yeah. Because she wants people to hire her. Amy's like, no, I have an expert. She's like, you know what? You can do it in May. I never thought about that.
No, but that's not even what she was on the podcast talking about. She was giving people affordable tips on how to decorate at home themselves. Like, not even with somebody, but I get what you're saying.
Is that the latest edition?
It was on my Tuesday Q&A, yeah, this week.
Four Things with Amy Brown. Check it out, because that's one of it's the fifth thing, but that's the podcast you subscribe to.
Yeah.
And you can check that out. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A Waxahachie, Texas woman is grateful to have her engagement ring back after accidentally throwing it in the garbage. Nellie Cabin had to call the crew at Turkey Creek Landfill, but they were happy to jump in action and help. The supervisor, along with two employees, had the challenge of searching through 10 tons of garbage to find the wedding ring. Are you kidding me? I guess it'd be an engagement ring, but
yeah.
Still. Her trash was picked up at 9 in the morning, and it was already 1:30 p.m. when she called them. The trash truck had already dumped it in the landfill, at least according to the schedule. As it turned out, though, the driver had taken a lunch break. Once the truck arrived, they knew they could just search the truck. They dumped it into an empty area of the landfill, and they went through and dug, and they found it.
Wow.
That's crazy.
About 10 to 15 minutes into the hunt, they kind of located where her trash was and found her.
10 to 15 minutes?
Yeah, because she was like, I think that's my, like, you have to look through a big pile of trash, but she's like, I think that's my, and they found her ring, her engagement ring. Nuts. Awesome.
Love it.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Last night was fun for us. We got dressed up. We went to the CMAs. I got to present an award with Joe Walsh from the Eagles. It was just fun. We won an award, CMA for National Broadcast Personality. We just got to hang out and eat. And it was just a fun night. Mm-hmm. You rarely get to have those fun nights. But it was just a fun night. But with anything that we do as a show, there's always a point where we always do something kind of dumb. So I think we can honestly share our most embarrassing moments from last night. And I'll go first because I know Jesse James Decker fairly well. Confuser for Kristen Cavallari. There were just too many people around. And she comes up and I was like, what up? You know, I just opened the store in Chicago. The whole thing.
You said all that.
Oh.
She didn't open a store in Chicago. Kristen Cavallari did with Jay Cutler. And I was like, what? And I know Eric Decker, her husband, pretty well.
Another NFL player. I see this.
You see the...
Yeah.
They both open and...
No, I'm embarrassed for you.
I know. And Amy was standing with me, and I didn't know how to dig myself out of the hole. And I was like, yeah, high five. And I walked off.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So I... And they both had reality shows.
You should... I mean...
NFL players, female fitness lines.
And... But, yeah. Like, but... You have a vision thing. Could it be that?
Oh, one eye.
Absolutely.
That doesn't work.
Absolutely.
See, it's probably that.
It's just embarrassing.
It has to be that.
Because I know Jesse James
Decker.
You know
her so well.
I don't know Kristen Cavallari at all.
Yeah, it's so weird that that happened.
And I'm embarrassed. So I'd like to say, I'm embarrassed.
Man.
Now, let's go over to Amy because she has a couple, and I'm anxious to see which one she chooses to tell first.
I mean, I guess I'll just go with the biggest one. I mean, I'm embarrassed, but I'm still glad I did it.
You're embarrassed, but you're happy.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm standing in the hall and out of this door, like I'm by the trash can with like Bobby has these handlers because he's a presenter. He's about to go on stage and there's people like a microphone that are in charge of him. So, but he went to go talk to somebody. So Bobby said, stay with these people. And so they were babysitting me or something. And out of this door walks Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah.
That's your hero.
Yes!
That's it.
Yes.
Go for
it. So even when I talk about it, I can't talk. It's like, this is how I was when I talked to her.
So she walks up to you, or did you go up to her?
She doesn't walk up to me. She doesn't know who I am. I'm right there by the door, and my throat goes up into my ears, and it's like really hard for me to talk. But I feel like I have to talk to her. So I just say, we don't know each other. Like, you don't know who I am. I don't know who you are. I was like, actually, wait, I know who you are.
Oh, boy.
So I just, like, wasn't making sense. But then I thought, I'm just going to hug her because I have no words. So I went in for the hug, and we hugged. And she was so sweet, but she was definitely staring at me like, oh, you know, like, she's sweet and Southern. Like, I feel
poor
like
thing.
She was like,
bless your heart.
Bless
yeah.
her. Yeah. Bless her heart. I'm just going to stand here and smile and hug her. And then I'm sure she walked away and... Oh no, but it was, I'm still speechless about it.
I walked up to Amy and she mm-hmm. was with the handler.
I couldn't
for me,
breathe.
And Amy was like, I just met Reese Witherspoon. And she goes, the handler goes, she kind of met Reese Witherspoon.
It was so cool.
You gave her a hug.
I did.
That is awesome.
I did. We hugged. And then I didn't think anybody would believe me, but then the girls saw it and they told Bobby it happened.
Thank goodness.
I wonder if, I don't know if I'll ever see her again, if she'll remember.
Yeah, for sure.
And do you have an embarrassing moment?
I do. Oh, man. And I know who Callie, wait, see, that's what this is what happened. I know Kobe Calais. You know, she's in a new band called Gone West.
Yes. And so first, Kobe Calais, by the way, it starts in my toes and a wrinkle my nose. Yeah, she had that song.
Yes.
Now she's in a country band.
And she's walking by and I see a label person. I talk to them and I see her and I say, oh, hey, Callie. Not Kobe. Her name's Colby.
Not even Calais, just Callie.
I said Callie. And I knew it was wrong right when I said it. And she went with it. She's a sweet girl. Didn't even make a thing out of it. But I felt like such an idiot. And even now talking to like Amy, I'm like, ooh.
Did she know you were from the radio show?
No, she just was saying hi.
Yeah,
she's just nice.
But I mean, come on. I should know her name.
Yeah. Or hey, Colby Calais.
Right.
Or hey, yeah. Or
hey,
even Calais. Just, hey,
Calais. Kobe.
Hey, California rules. Lunchbox, anything embarrassing last night?
The boys from Lanco were walking in right as the opening performance was starting, and we have an aisle right in front of us. And I'm like, what up, boys? Can't get here on time. And I stick my hand out to high five. They didn't hear me at all. They just kept on walking. Because I was just trying to make small talk, and it was really awkward. And my wife goes, it's okay. And she gave me a high five.
Whose is the most embarrassing?
I don't know. Yours is pretty bad.
Yours and Amy's pretty tied.
Oh, Amy, you're going to go with me?
Yes.
Well, okay.
At least I wasn't like,
I'll take the L on this one.
Hey, Julia Roberts. I mean, no. I was like, hey, Reese.
Yeah, that's fine.
I love you.
That's yeah.
I may have said that.
I love you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Last night was fun. It's crazy for me. I got to present an award with Joe Walsh from the Eagles, which super famous, Hall of Fame, one of the greatest bands
so
of all
cool.
time. Yeah, here you go. You probably know this one.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
And here's an actual Joe Walsh song from when he was doing his own music. You know this one?
No.
No? What about this? Let it keep playing, Raymundo.
Oh, yeah, listen to this one, Amy.
See if you know the one that goes this.
Oh, that does sound familiar.
No. Well, so last night they put us together. It was real cool, too, because I introduced him to Carrie Underwood. Because Joe Walsh and I were in the back practicing, hanging out.
Oh,
and
wow.
then Carrie walks up because she's going right after us. And I was like, I was totally like feeling fake cool. And I was like, hey, Carrie, you know Joe? Joe, you know you, Carrie? Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Joe was like, hey, Carrie. And Carrie's like, hey, Joe, I don't think we ever met. He's like, no, we haven't met. And so we walk out on stage together. And they were like, hey, Joe's partied hard in his day.
Yeah, he's gone pretty hard.
Like, you're going to be with him, and you're going to kind of put your arms around him, and you guys are going to do the thing together.
That's what they told you.
Yeah. And he's great. He's super fun. But he goes out, and he's like, Bobby, here, this is Joe Walsh and I presenting last night.
Bobby, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. Joe Walsh, this is awesome. This is great.
Bobby!
I presented with one of the Eagles. This is nuts. 25 years ago, the CMA Award for Album of the Year went to Common Thread, the songs of the Eagles, which is crazy. Listen to this. They still love it. That loving tribute by country artists helped reunite the biggest American band in history.
Yep.
That's you guys.
It turned out good. Matter of fact, that album changed my life forever. So thank you for that, Nashville. And hello from the Eagles, and thanks for asking me to be here to present this award. Bobby!
Here we go, Joe. These are the outstanding nominees for Album of the Year.
Bobby.
So, with that, by the way, all that Bobby stuff, he's just doing it.
That wasn't on the script.
No, he didn't really read the prompter. I gotta be honest with you.
Maybe when he didn't know what to say, he just went, Bobby.
And he's a legend, and I was happy to be up there with him.
Yeah.
But all that stuff was like, I didn't know what he was going to say. So he does the thing, and then I tell him before he walk out, I say, hey, Joe, I'll take the card. I'll open it, and I'll just look at you, and you read the winner. Like, because I'm doing most of the talking up here, you know, talking about that stuff, but you just read the winner. It'd be cool. So I open the card, and he just stares at me for a second. Then he says it, but I didn't know. And so here's that.
Well, I'll open it. You say it. All okay. Right. And the CMA for Album of the Year goes to
Girl.
Mary Morris. Yes.
And Maren wins, and she comes up. I give her a big old hug, and yeah, it was great. Is it great? I got to present with Joe Walsh.
Cool. So awesome.
It's so cool. Yeah, yeah, that stuff isn't lost on me. That's crazy. So that was fun. And let me say thanks to you guys again, the listener. We don't get to do this show without you. We definitely don't win awards like the CMA award that we won last night. And we get up and they're like, you can do 10 seconds for a speech. I don't think they showed the speeches on TV, do they?
No.
They put them up somewhere. I don't know where
it
goes.
They said they archive it.
Yeah. So I was like, well, if it's not going on TV, we can say whatever we want. So, and we don't have audio of this, right? Because it doesn't exist, right? Right, Raymundo?
Yeah, I never heard it.
We could probably find it at some point. And so I'm like, all right. So even our boss, Rod Phillips, who him and I have a super long history together. Like in my first book, I talk about it. Like he helped me get here, then I helped him get here, and we worked together. He runs the country entire format. I'm like, hey, just come on stage with us. Who cares? So we all walk out, us four and Rod. And he's like, should I even be here? I was like, yeah, come on. He's in his ball cap.
It's very cash.
Yeah. And so I get up. I'm like, hey, I just want to say thanks to the B team. We want to be here without you. I want to give a shout out to Fit 33 Lifestyle, which is my new lifestyle company that I've started to mess with in my head.
It's in my head.
Yeah, it's in my head. But I want to be here without Fit 33. And then I thank my heroes, Michael Scott from The Office.
Yeah.
I thank Howard Stern, David Letterman.
Yeah.
And then we had Eddie going out on, because we're just like, what are we going to do? And then Eddie from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure yells, yeah.
San Dimas High School football rules.
No.
And oh, then, I didn't know what you said. I thought you were literally shouting out your high school.
No. And people may have thought that. Right. Okay. Listen, we're doing such dated references that only we think is funny.
Yeah, Bill and Ted's, come on, it's from the 90s.
But that was definitely, that was a fun moment, huh?
Yeah, no, it was.
And we got up to take a picture with a bunch of radio people, and I stood on my tippy toes because they put me next to some tall guys. I don't want to be short. I'm 6'1" with the right Jordans on. I didn't have Jordans on, so probably like 6 foot. But I was like tippy-toeing like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it was good. It was good. Anything you want to say, Amy?
I mean, it was just so fun. Like, there were several moments where I was just trying to, like, enjoy it and take it in and not have my phone out and just really process, like, this is kind of cool that this is our life. And thank you for having me there. Like, that part's not lost on me either. But, like, sitting there watching those performances up close, like, even after we performed, I remember looking at you and I was just like, that was really cool. Like, and I hope it's never, ever lost on me the cool things we get to do. But I just wouldn't have thought, like, years ago, this is where we would be and, like, the cool things we would get to do. So.
Yeah, if you're new to the show,
it's
like a 30-second history of the show.
Yeah.
I'm a guy from Mountain Pine, Arkansas, population 700, started a tiny radio station in Hot Springs, met a bunch of people that never been on the radio, a bunch of friends. We were all broke. We started on one town, and we've slowly spread this thing out to where we are now, and that's it. And everything that's come from that has been just from you guys. Like, it's all rooted from the radio show, and anything that we do cool, any TV show that I do, any podcast that Amy's doing, any super huge event, it's all because of you guys and because we started the show, and I was just one dude doing a tiny radio show in Hot Springs, Arkansas. So we appreciate that. And we try to bring you in our lives. Some people be like, you shouldn't talk about that. You're too cool. It sounds too cool. I don't believe in that theory. I believe in that. I'll kind of restate sometimes where we're from and we know what's up with us. We know who we are. But I want to bring our listeners along on the journey with us.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can't come on and tell these stories, then why would we even do them? We're not that cool. I think people hear us and know we're not that cool.
Yeah.
So that's the
if
whole point.
If they think it for a second, if they listen long enough, they'll realize
that we're not that cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so, yeah, it was super special. So thank you.
I think tomorrow I talk about Amy. She broke her CMA trophy.
What?
Yeah, well, that's probably talk tomorrow's show.
Mm. Amy. Mm. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
She had it for like 6 hours.
Yeah. So
not even.
Not even. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's on tomorrow's show. Well, tomorrow's show, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Sometimes Amy will come up to me and go, can I do a morning corny that's a little risque? And my answer is always no. Because it's early in the show, and there are kids that are listening, and even being a bit risque is a bit much for that segment.
Oh, yeah. No, and I agree. It's just sometimes you run out of the other ones, you know?
So what I've done is I've dedicated, so she has a couple of morning cornies. By the way, they aren't dirty because Amy's not a dirty person. She doesn't curse, but they're kind of on the border of it.
They're kind of like, for shock value, you could still tell this at the Thanksgiving table and people might just laugh because it's like so ridiculous.
So instead of the morning corny, we've slightly altered it, and here it is.
And now the morning corny after dark.
Okay.
What do you call the day in November when your husband's been naughty?
Oh, boy.
What do you call the day in November when your husband's been naughty?
Spanksgiving.
That's great. That's a great one.
I was writing it down.
All right.
And now the morning corny after dark.
Can I say stripper?
You just did.
Yeah, right? Too late.
Yeah. Okay. What does a stripper eat for Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh my gosh.
What does a stripper eat for Thanksgiving dinner?
Twerky.
Twerky and dressing?
Twerk.
Twerky. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Oh, no, I have more.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
And now the morning corny after dark.
When does your brother bring his new random girlfriend to dinner? Skanksgiving.
That's like a real good one. I'm writing that one down.
So far we have Spanksgiving, Twerky, and Skanksgiving. Those are all the answers to the morning corny after dark. Okay.
And then,
you have one more?
I have more.
Okay, here we go. One more.
Okay.
And now the morning corny after dark.
What holiday do they celebrate in prison?
What holiday do they celebrate in prison?
Shanksgiving.
Okay. Oh my God.
You know, you're right. They weren't dirty, but they're a little too much for an hour and a half ago.
They're after dark. They're, what do they call that, blue? Or
they're not blue, but they're bluer.
Blue for me.
Yeah. Safe harbors.
Well, and there you go. That's what we call the morning corny after dark.
The morning corny after dark.
Ray's turned the music off, and now he's just
That's
doing
just
it.
That's just him?
Yeah. That's Ray. Ray also serves as our voice guy sometimes.
Yeah.
Because we're just like, hey, we need this. And so.
That was the morning corny after dark.
And so, Mr. Voice Guy, how'd you feel about laying this track down?
Hope y'all enjoyed it. Have a good night.
It's still daytime, though, dude.
That was your morning corny after dark.
After breakfast. All right. Thank you, Amy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm,
that was funny.
You're welcome.
Don't talk like that.
You just did. You said, don't talk like that.
Don't talk like that.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate everybody for hanging out with us. You should go back if you have some time today and you're at work and you're bored. You can listen to this whole show back. I think it's a pretty good show. We talked about CMA Awards last night, some of our experiences, played some fun games. So just search Bobby Bones Show. And if you're on iHeartRadio, Bobby Bones Show on Demand, wherever you listen, you can just search Bobby Bones Show if it's somewhere else. But yeah, check it out. So that's what's up. What's happening today with you?
Oh, man. I feel like I'm going to try to hit up a yoga class with a friend.
Good for you. Oh, my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Why is it?
Yeah, okay. Oh.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, I could tell by her. If she just went and said a friend, I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
If she was like, I'm going to hit up a yoga class, oh, cool, good
because
for
I
you.
Haven't been to yoga
But she looks
forever,
at me and she goes, I'm going to hit up a yoga class with a friend.
Friend.
Okay, well. So she's staying with me and she loves yoga, so I'm going
to
go.
She's a yoga teacher.
Yes. Maybe we won't even go to a class. I'll just be like, can you just lead one here at the house?
What time are you going? I would go if it was late in the afternoon.
Well, she flies out.
Of course she does.
Right.
Okay, well, good for you. Good for you. I'm leaving here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm meeting with Napa, who's a big sponsor of the show. We're doing a bunch of stuff together. Going there. Then I'm going to the Bob Kingsley Celebration of Life, which I'm doing there at that. Yeah, that's happening today. Then I have therapy later today.
Big day.
Yeah, full day for sure. And then, then Bobo's coming over tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, because.
Get a little IV action.
Yeah.
Hydration.
Get some supplements in me. And then Eddie and I will be in Vegas tomorrow night. So we'd love to see you guys if you want to come out to the show. RagingIdiots.com. That's what's up. Thank you, guys. Go back and listen to the show if you want. Follow us on Instagram at Bobby Bones Show. Vote in the draft. Fast food items.
Mm-hmm.
That's at BobbyBones.com. So much today. Go check it out. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Follow Bobby on Instagram
at Mr. Bobby Bones.